All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, interesting bit of news here. Just across the bottom line, Michael Brocker's deal with the Ravens has fallen through due to, quote, concerns over his ankle. So Brocker's going back to the Rams. What a strange time we're
in.
If you're a team handing out millions to guys you can't give physicals to, that's equally bizarre as if you gave him the physical. I don't know. How the hell did you ever come to an agreement in the first place? Really weird.
Right.
Really weird. By the way, Lions signed another guy who can't play. Congratulations. Reggie Ragland, a Lion. Always nice to see high draft picks who can't stick with a team. What is this, his third, fourth team in three, 4 years?
Yeah, Lions are making some moves in free agency. Wow.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to recap that for the people before I get to the business?
I absolutely don't, because it's underwhelming to say the least. And that's understating it big time. Because I think that people were looking for reasons to be optimistic this offseason, looking for some good signings and some direction. And we referenced several articles now, too. It's just, it's not been good at all. It really hasn't.
On this date, March 27th, 2005. Number 5, Michigan State upsets number 2, Kentucky. Ooh. In double overtime. The Patrick Sparks 10-minute three-point toe-on-line review game. Wow.
That long?
Wow.
That long, David.
That game's been that long ago. Wow.
Mo Agger and his Carhartt t-shirt underneath.
Yep. Yeah, that was a great game, man.
Yep. God. Where did 15 years go?
Yeah, I'm wondering that right now. Jeez, man.
Woo. Tim Bagrakis. I mean, unbelievable. I just saw it on my screen, David, and that's why I semi-interrupted Mikey.
Wow.
This day, 15 years ago. Wow. Same here, man. Same here. I was in the basement of the first house I bought when I moved to Detroit, watching that game. Edge of seat. I remember the chair. I remember the TV I owned. I remember all of it.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember being on my knees on the carpet while they were reviewing it, trying to get closer to the TV to see if we could see his foot on the line.
Yeah, I
remember it all.
I was in the basement of my aunt and uncle's house. We were all watching it. Everybody was over there watching the game. We were all invested because of Mo Agger. And man, oh, man, you're right. We were sitting there looking. I think we were all close up to the TV to see if his foot was on the line. It was crazy, man.
How much were you rooting against State?
I was actually – I wasn't, because we were a Mo Agger family fan, so we were rooting for Michigan State because of Mo Agger. So, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the entire family. Well, it was weird, but, you know.
not one of my favorite Spartans. Always felt like he was a front runner. Things were going well. Mo was playing great. But when you needed him, wasn't there.
There was also a Detroit connection on the Kentucky side. Do you remember what that connection was?
A Detroit connection on the Kentucky side. Oh, was it, not Chuck Hayes.
No.
No, who? David, just tell me because we're live.
It was Malik Harrison from Renaissance.
Damn it.
Yeah, yes. my cousin went to Renaissance, so he was friends with him. So, you know, everybody was watching it because of, you know, different connections and
everything. Let me ask you this question, David, because this is something I don't have. I've never experienced. How deep, I don't know if it still runs that deep, but how deep does the Detroit thing go when guys would come up from the city, get to a major program, or get to the league? How deep does that actually run? Because you hear people talk about it, but I don't know how real they are versus, oh, they're just glomming onto it because it's cool to say.
Right. No, it's a thing because, of course, on this show, I always talk about Cass Tech, but I have Detroit pride, and that's everyone from the city. When someone makes it or when someone has an opportunity to make it, everyone in the city roots for that person, no matter where they are, even if they went to Ohio State. Mike Weber went to Ohio State. You know, Damon Webb went to Ohio State. There are other individuals that went to Ohio State. We still in Detroit root for them when they have an opportunity. It's just a Detroit thing.
See, that doesn't really exist for me. It's interesting. I'm not smarmy or mocking it. I'm asking. I'm fascinated by it. I don't have that. Like, even like guys who even were from the Capital Region, like, I didn't root for those guys. I didn't care. Maybe I'm just soulless. Maybe that's what it comes down to. But, yeah, March 27th of 05, Michigan State takes down Kentucky. And then that was the Mo Agher, J.J. Redick assassination. The next game, right? Or no, yeah, because they beat Kentucky to go to the Final Four in 98.
Yes.
They beat Kentucky to get the right to play Duke. We beat Duke to go to the Final Four in 05, right? Yes. That was where Mo Agher ended J.J. Redick on that breakaway dunk.
Yeah, because the game against Duke was in Austin, I believe.
Yeah. And then literally that's where that year going to the Final Four, I got a speeding ticket before I'd gotten off the block.
Oh, wow.
Tough way to start your road trip to St. Louis.
Wow, that's rough.
I was a little excited. It happens. It happens. 15 years ago. Wow, guys, I apologize about memory lane there for a second. That just hit me. 15 years. Sully, a couple of ticket texts, and then if you want, we can get into the mock draft.
Yeah, Mike, I want this mock draft. Please do it next, someone's saying. Mike, the mock draft thing sounds awesome. I'm sick of reading all the mock drafts on ESPN. I want to get your perspective on it.
This will be my complete, unfettered, uninfluenced perspective, as if I ran each team.
Mock draft, please. I want the mock draft. Also, got to go for the pizza pie tonight when you get carry out.
We're going to discuss that later. I don't know that pizza is a good Netflix move. Pizza feels to me like a sporting event cuisine.
Football pizza, yeah, right.
It's football pie.
What is a good Netflix cuisine?
Well, I've got a suggestion we'll get to later.
Okay, all right, we don't want to spoil it.
I'll read
this text from Tim, though. Go to the mock draft because I want to hear Mike fix the Giants, but more importantly, I want to hear him rip Dave Gettleman, please.
How much time you got?
From Jeff, don't do the draft at 3 because I have a conference call from 3 to 3:30. Please and thank you.
Done. You know what, Jeff? I'm here for you. I'm here for you. We're going to do it next. T-minus 4 minutes until I run the draft board for the top 15 of this draft. I'm going pick by pick. I'm going to give you reasons why, and they're my decisions. There is nothing about, well, they might do X in real life. F real life. We're living in fantasy land. We're making bacon. Next, 97.1. All right, 97.1. We're breaking barriers. For the first time in 15 years, since my younger days, I have crafted a mock draft, something I swore off, but these are uncommon times, and damn it, I think it's going to make David and Sully's day just go a little faster and a little better. Michael, let's do this. Here are the rules. There are no rules. I make the selection for each team, not based on reality, based on what I would do. So once and for all, Sully never has to ask me again. Here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 I run every team mock draft. The Cincinnati Bengals select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
No way.
A generational talent, a better arm than Joe Burrow, and freak injury aside, the player that we here at Bengals HQ were targeting 2 years ago. I'm going full anti-Bengal, and I'm doing the right thing here for my franchise and my fans. Burrow's going to be good. Tua's got a chance to be great, and we want him in Tiger stripes.
What a shocker to begin the draft. Jeez.
I haven't heard a word from David live at Mel Kiper Central.
I think you're wrong. I think Joe Burrow being the local kid is a better option for them.
I don't factor those things in how I run my team, David.
People
there
are
no feelings.
About him being a local kid.
It's all business. Let's go to the second pick. With the number two pick in the I Run Everything Team Mock 1.0, the Washington Redskins select Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State. Thank you, Mel. Listen, I just hired Ron Rivera, a defensive coach. My D-line is very good, and with the addition of Chase Young, we might be the best in football. That gives us something to build on. And unlike outside media, we believe in Dwayne Haskins, and we're going to give him the entirety of year two before we make a determination on him. We're going to ride that elite defensive line into 2020.
That's a wonderful selection. He could be a centerpiece to your defense for a very, very long time.
I'm just making sure you two are alive, because now it's about to get interesting.
Wait, pick number three here. I know it's
the
know
third pick. Go ahead, make the pick, Mike. With the third pick in the 2020 I Run Every Team draft, the Detroit Lions select Joe Burrow,
Wow. Quarterback,
LSU. That's right. That's
what?
Right.
The league, I mean, that would be incredible.
The league is about quarterbacks, and unlike Bob Quinn, I am a man of principle. And at number three, I'm getting one of the top three players in this draft. Joe Burrow gives me the ability to set up this franchise for the next 10 years, unleash myself, unchain myself from Matthew Stafford, if I so choose, as soon as this upcoming offseason. And I still get to win in the short term with Matthew Stafford as my starter. And if the season goes off the rails, go get him. JoJo becomes my starter. Joe Burrow's the pick for the Lions at three.
I mean, I think I need to change your pants.
Let's go to the fourth pick, Mike. And again, 248. 248-539-9797. Immediate ticket text feedback on these selections. With the fourth pick in the I Run Every Team draft, the New York Football Giants select offensive tackle out of Iowa, Tristan Wirfs. Now listen, I had to fight temptation here. But Wirfs is a fantastic tackle and probably the best athlete at the position. Why is that important? Because I love that in my offensive tackles. And we need to protect Danny Dimes. We need to give Saquon Barkley an actual chance. We think Wirfs is a lower risk prospect than guys like Becton or Wills Jr., etc. The Giants, my team, were taking the Iowa product at four.
Just a little boring. I thought you'd give a little more excitement to that pick than just a guy like that. It's a Gettleman move.
Wanted to trade down, but we didn't like the market. Nowhere for me to go. With the fifth pick in the I Run Every Team draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
Whoa!
The Bengals... Mel, it's not true. First of all, the Bengals wouldn't budge on their trade demands.
Wow.
I had to negotiate with myself. So here's what we did. We avoided a complete draft liquidation We value our draft capital. We'll spend half of our picks this year into picks next year. We also get what we believe here at Dolphin Central to be the most physically gifted quarterback in this draft. A guy with comps to Patrick Mahomes from an arm talent standpoint. It gives us a weapon for us to build around while preserving our draft capital and moving capital later in this draft to either move back up or move into next year. Jordan Love is our selection.
Wow, I thought that best player available, Isaiah Simmons, would go to the Dolphins at that selection with him being on the board. But wow, Jordan Love, I think that's a reach for the Dolphins.
This is a quarterback league. It's my league. The number six pick. Guess we don't have any production. With the number six pick in the I Run Every Team NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select quarterback from Oregon, Justin Herbert. Now, I'll be very public. I don't even like him as a player. Yes, I know. The kid's an absolute product. He's a project, rather. And here's the key. He's going to sit behind Cam Newton, who we just are announcing that we have signed to a three-year deal with all the money front-loaded. Herbert's going to need time. We brought in Cam. We're going to give this kid time to learn the NFL game. Listen, simply put, could not pass on the positional need, the positional scarcity, and although we liked other prospects better, we had to give ourselves a future at this position. Cam now, Herbert later. I don't know what that has to do with what I just did. Sully, David, feedback.
I mean, I guess with the quarterbacks going off the board, that's usually what happens in the draft. Once they start going, they go. And Justin Herbert there, that's the only selection that the Chargers could have made in my mind.
Well, that's right. Let's go to pick number seven with the Carolina Panthers. With the seventh pick in the 2020 Mike Runs Everything draft, the Carolina Panthers select Isaiah Simmons, positionless, Clemson. Now, before people go crazy, I want to revert back to our track record as an organization. We here at Panther Central have a track record, a proven track record, of taking young defensive players and developing them. Luke Kuechly has just retired. We created Thomas Davis. We created Shaq Thompson. Isaiah Simmons gives us a weapon to deploy as we start this rebuild. Did I almost go Jeff Okudah here to replace Bradbury? I did, but I don't value corners at this point in the draft. We think Isaiah is going to be our next great Panther defender.
And a little low for him, too. Usually, I mean, people think he could even go as high as number three.
Yeah. Let's go to pick number eight. We'll catalog all the feedback. We'll get the phone calls. With the eighth pick in the 2020 I Run Each Team draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle, Louisville. Now, I really wanted Tristan Wirfs. He's the elite athlete at the position. My man Cliff Kingsbury runs 100 screenplays a game. But you know what? Mekhi Becton is a nice consolation prize, a massive human being and freak athlete for his size. Should be able to help us in the screen game, develop into that left tackle for Kyler. At a minimum, we can start him on the right side for the transition. Now, I fought a hard transition, a hard temptation here to draft CeeDee Lamb. But I did right by my organization. I did right by my quarterback. You win with big people. We take Mr. Becton at eight.
Now, this is a great selection because it's really between Wills and Becton. They cannot go outside of the offensive line. They need to protect their quarterback. Great pick here.
Let's go to pick number nine. The Duval. With the ninth pick in the Mike Runs Everything draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select cornerback from Ohio State, Jeff Okudah. We traded Jalen Ramsey before I got here. A.J. Boye was a bum. We shipped him out too. Okudah restocks our shelves. We got a million team needs, but Okudah at this spot was our highest rated player. Derrick Brown is a very high floor, low ceiling guy. We think Okudah gives us what we need in the secondary. Plus, we just signed Jameis Winston, so the quarterback spot is filled. Famous Jameis stays in the home state of Florida. Jeff Okudah is our selection at 9.
And again, low for him, too. Jeez.
Yeah, it is.
But no, that's good value there, no doubt.
Let me round out the top 10. Then we'll get some feedback, and we'll get to the last 5 picks. And then we're going to see how people hate or love these selections. The 10th pick, Michael.
My bad.
Jeez.
Oh, I thought you were done. Jeez.
Wow. With the 10th pick in the 2020 Mikey draft, the Cleveland Browns select Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle, Georgia. And it's quite simple. We've got to protect Baker. Jack Conklin is a natural right tackle. Andrew Thomas, unlike some of the other people drafted ahead of him, has been a natural left tackle his entire career. Check and check. We enter 2020 with two pillars at the tackle spot. We're going to run the ball, we're going to play action pass, and we're going to protect Baker Mayfield and reestablish him in our organization. Andrew Thomas, Georgia. It's not negative at all. All right, we'll see if Mike and David are ready to broadcast here. I think my picks shocked and awed and upset. And I can round out the top 15. I got 5 more to go. It's up to you whether you want them or not. Do you want it? Let's get a little feedback before we finish the top 15.
Yeah, a lot of texts are coming in. Okay, absolutely love the mock draft. Mike, please keep these coming. Just the entertainment we need right now. That's from Adam. Someone said, wait, is Cam Newton going to the Chargers, or is that just in Mike's world?
I run the Chargers. That's what's happening. Plus, I saw his workout video. I got to be honest. I got to sign the guy.
I think Washington loves Simmons. They will take him number 2. Excuse me for a moment. I'm getting really excited after the pick number 3, Joe Burrow.
Go ahead.
The Lions.
You seem to have a huge problem. Like what? Listen. I run the Lions. I have said from start to finish, the top 3 players, Tua, Chase, Joe. Joe is what was left for me. I'm taking him. I'm a man of principle.
Dude, if Burrow fell to the Lions, it'd be incredible. I've said all along that this you know, gap between Burrow and Tua, it seems like everyone's acting like it's just not even close when it really is a lot closer.
Now, you knocked my Giants pick. Where would you rather have me gone there? We have no offensive line.
I know.
Nate Solder blows at left tackle. Wirfs is a freaky good athlete and an Iowa product. I just feel like that's where I needed to go.
It's from a practical standpoint, it does make sense. It's just
now you're upset about the Dolphins selection, but I told you yesterday to stop asking me about Justin Herbert.
I wanted to ask you about the trades. Was there any trades that you were considering with the Dolphins?
I tried to move up as Miami, but then I also am the GM of Cincinnati.
Now, that fell through. So what happened? Why did that trade fall through?
I asked for 4 draft pick collateral.
Oh, okay.
If I'm the Bengals, I want to cripple the Dolphins, and I want to justify to my fan base why I'm giving up the ability drafting the best player in this draft. I wanted 1, I wanted 18, and I wanted 36, and I wanted a first next year. I had to go back to myself as Miami, and I go, I'm not doing that. So there's no trade. I run Cincinnati. Tua, I would not pass on the opportunity to draft this kid. So you got to bribe me. So then as Miami, I go, all right, I don't have to liquidate all my capital now. Mm-hmm. I can spin picks this year for more capital next year. I can move up later in the draft. I can maneuver from 18, maneuver from 29, maneuver from 36. I can do whatever I want. I'm not going to be held hostage. And from a physicality standpoint, raw physical tools, Jordan Love might be the most physically gifted guy in the draft. We'll take him.
I know you're very high on him. And I don't think it's crazy to think that he could jump in this draft. I see some of the projections of him falling to the Patriots at the end of the first. It just seems low.
No way.
It really does seem low.
So go ahead. What was the worst of the 10 picks I made? Mm. What was the one you just went, this sucks?
As crazy as it sounds, I think it probably was number one with Tua. That was at least the most jaw-dropping one to me.
Why is it the worst?
As David said, and I'm not saying that it's even right, but the local stuff, they're just going to sit there and take Burrow. So I don't think that the Bengals at number one are going to be taking Tua, should take Tua. They're going to take Burrow. He's the safe pick, the no-brainer pick, local guy, tore it up last year. That was just basically a jaw-dropping one when I heard you say Tua number one. I think it's fascinating. But
if you hired me to run the Bengals, that's who I'm drafting.
Yeah, because you think he has a higher ceiling.
He does. And I'll tell you right now, he's got a better arm. It's not even a question. He's got a better arm.
Now, David has a bunch of notes written down with his big board. I want him to comment here, too.
No, I just wonder, with the Browns' selection of Andrew Thomas, why take him over Jedrick Wills? Was it the signing of Jack Conklin that did that? If they didn't sign Conklin, would Wills have been the pick?
Yeah, well, and again, two different needs, and David, you're right. Conklin on the right side, Thomas is the more natural left tackle. I think Jedrick Wills has more bust potential. Second of all, Wills is really kind of a Vitae-esque guy as far as being that power run guy. I want a little bit more balance as the entree, and I think Andrew Thomas provides that.
And then when you think about the Jags, okay, they selected Jeff Okudah. I understand they have a need in the defensive backfield.
Very close to drafting Derrick Brown.
And that's
why
I was
going to
ask, why not Derrick Brown when they need pressure on the quarterback in that
division? Higher ceiling, and I've gutted my secondary. And Okudah, we believe, is one of the five best players in this draft. And we just signed Jameis Winston, so we feel like we covered both our bases.
Okay, so let me give you the big board for those that are listening. Mike's doing this draft. I have the big board of players that are left.
This is sick.
At defensive tackle, Derrick Brown from Auburn is left on the board. Offensive tackle, Jedrick Wills out of Alabama. Wide receiver C.D. Lamb out of Oklahoma. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy out of Bama. And then another receiver out of Bama, Henry Ruggs III, is still available. So all those receivers that are, you know, who's number one, who's there, who's not, they're all still there. Defensive end A.J. Epiniza from Iowa. Defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw out of South Carolina. And many believe that maybe he was going so high as to three to the Lions, possibly, over Derrick Brown there for number three. Cornerback Christian Fulton out of LSU is also still available on the big board.
I have two players you didn't list going in the next four picks. Two, four, eight, five, three, nine, ninety-seven, ninety-seven. Let's round out the top 15. Strike up the band, Sully. All right, it pains me to do this because I think they're a dog bleep franchise, but I'm stuck running the Jets. With the number 11 pick in the 2020, I run the draft. The New York Jets select tackle, Alabama, Jedrick Wills. Nobody wanted my money in free agency. I tried. Nobody took my money, and my offensive line still blows. We wanted Andrew Thomas, but we'll take Wills. And as a power run blocker, we're going to need to run it more anyways to protect Sam Darnold. It's not sexy, but it's functional. Any comment from the peanut gallery?
I mean, with all those wide receivers on the board, needing weapons for your quarterback, I thought wide receiver would be selected there, but maybe we'll see.
It's an incredibly deep wide receiver draft. We need to keep our quarterback upright. I disagree. Pick number 12. I'm running the Vegas Raiders. The Raiders select C.D. Lamb, wide receiver out of Oklahoma. I could not fight the urge. the responsible move would have been Derrick Brown. But he's a high floor player. I think he's got a low ceiling. CeeDee Lamb is all glitz, glamour, and sex appeal. He's my number one. He's elusive. He's explosive. He's slippery. He's sexy.
Favorite
I'm taking
pick
CeeDee Lamb.
Favorite
that's
pick
right.
Yet. Perfect fit for the Raiders. Super talented. Yeah, that's the best pick you've made so far.
At pick number 13, the 49ers selecting the pick they acquired from the Colts in the DeForest Buckner trade with the 13th pick. The San Francisco 49ers rescue this man who's in a sexy pinstripe suit in the green room on his cell phone, stressed out. We take defensive tackle Derrick Brown out of Auburn. High floor, low ceiling, can fit right in with our already incredible defensive line, and we can bring him along slow to replace DeForest Buckner. The line is still elite. We're still going to win with it. And this is a value pick. It's a bonus pick. It's the one we acquired, and we're taking the best player available in our mind. We know we need a receiver. We'll get it later. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Josh Jones, tackle, Houston. Oh, that's right. This is a Tom Brady pick. My line was the worst in football, and I'm tired of it. We need to run it more. We had the worst yards per carry. We need to protect that statue I just signed. And Joe Haig as a signing is nice, but now we cement our edge. Josh Jones only allowed 4 pressures all year at Houston last year. We're going to need it. We got to keep TB12 upright. I really, really wanted to take a wide receiver here, but I can't do it. We just brought back Ndamukong Suh on the D-line. I'm adding a big boy on the O-line, Josh Jones from Houston.
Wow. How close are you to taking a wide receiver?
We don't comment on such things.
Who
pick number 15.
Who would you have taken?
Maybe you're about to find out. With the 15th pick, the Denver Broncos select Henry Ruggs, wide receiver, Alabama. Now, this broke my heart. To leave my guy, Jerry Jeudy, sitting in the green room with an incredible lavender suit on. But Ruggs is bigger, faster, a more willing blocker. Dude even plays special teams. And now look at what I have set up. My young QB, Drew Locke, he's got a backfield of Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay. He's got weapons, one side Cortland Sutton, the other side Henry Ruggs and that 4.27 40, and Noah Fant as that big playmaking tight end that I can move all over the field. I'm going to sleep really well tonight because I've created a nurturing environment for my quarterback. That's baloney. All right, Sully. 248-539-9797. Let's get feedback. Let's hear from the people. Let's get the ticket texts. Where did I go wrong? Who's buying a Burrow jersey? Rocking and rolling on a Friday, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.